Blog Talk Radio. All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Shine in Israel with another Block Talk Radio show. Welcome, everyone. Really excited about today's show to see where we're going to go with this. Excited about yesterday. I think yesterday's class was extremely good. I enjoyed it. I mean, I wonder how you guys felt about it. You want to share something today, please feel free to push one. I mean, there's a lot going on, and we're getting closer. We're getting closer and closer. You know, we are 6 days away from the 20th of the month. And don't forget, every 20th of the month, we fasting from 12 to 4. We forgot last month. We're not going to forget this month. 20th of the month, we fasting from 12 to 4. We're going to come on the conference call, and we're going to celebrate because each month we on the countdown. I will be calling Washington, D.C. tomorrow to find out where we are in the approval process so that we can move this thing forward. And we're going to be working on that to make sure that we have all the things that we need together. And we're just really excited about what's going on. Anybody want to share anything with us today or have anything you want to share before we start talking about what's on the topic? Oh, there go Brother Donia. Hold on, let me get his mic open. Shalom, Brother Donia. Your mic is open. Go ahead. How are you today?
Shalom. I'm good. You understand? I know y'all hate hearing from me, but I got some good information.
We love to hear from you. Go ahead.
I got some information from if people are still interested in going to Ghana and et cetera, they have already set up. They have been set up. People have been in Ghana for 24 years, 46 years, and things like that. And they got African American Association of Ghana, and there's a documentary. Now, this is on YouTube. You can go there, and you can it's a lot of information that they'll give you, and they let you know how long they've been there and et cetera. And see, the thing is with me is that at this particular stage. Hello?
Go ahead. I'm here.
All right.
I'm listening.
Oh, you know, at this particular stage in the game, you understand, the Torah says that it talks about doves and flying in. There's going to be people that's going to fly in there. Mm-hmm. I suggest, if you're interested in going to Ghana, take a look at it first. You understand? Go there, mm-hmm. visit, man, and I think he mentioned 10 days will give you a good view. You understand? But look at this documentary. You understand? The African American Association of Ghana. You understand? Take a look at that, man. You know, and see, they got a people that are set up to walk you through the whole thing in Ghana. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I'd bring that to the table and see what y'all think and. You know, you make your own decision, of course.
Okay, then. Well, I mean, it seems like everybody's getting everything together. It's a really exciting time. You know, like we said yesterday, you know, if you feel like Yah has told you to do that, you know, please don't let us stand in your way. We just say do your research. You know, that's all
Absolutely.
We can tell you. You know, do your research and make sure whatever you're doing is what is in the will of Yah. And if it is, we will root you on, you know, because everybody has a part to play, you know.
Absolutely. That is exactly what I was trying to say. You understand? Do your research. Take a look at it, man. You understand? And if it's just within your financial means, take a trip. Take a look at it. And see, there's another thing to this here, too, also. And you got to figure out what you want out of Ghana. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do in Ghana. You understand? Do you want to just be a tourist, or you want to go there to live? You understand? You want to go there to set up business and or industry? You understand? Take a look at it and see where you fit in. That's just me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I'm with you 100%. No question about that. You know, because like
you know, one other thing
go
I
ahead.
Wanted to say also is that you know. This is a black nation. Mm-hmm. We went into, you know, a lot of folks say they don't like Africans, man. You know, they sold us. And I don't think that they looked at the whole picture. You understand? I think mm-hmm. that Africans were influenced by the Europeans. You understand? And not all Africans sold Hebrew Israelites into slavery. Then we got to look at the fact that when we got in trouble, we went down into Africa. We went mm-hmm. into Africa. We cohabitated. We had children with Africans. Moshe married an African. You understand? So we have to take a hard look at things that, you know, you understand, that could, you know. See, and then, see, I'm looking at the fact that this is Africa run by Africans in Ghana. You understand? Not every place in Ghana is being infiltrated with the Europeans. And and I mean China, too, because they Gentiles. You understand? Not all mm-hmm. of these places are being influenced by. And a lot of those places are picking up behind Ghana and accepting, people from America, you understand, from the diaspora. You understand? So, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, when we talk about doing our research, look at the whole picture. You understand? Look at everything. Yeah. You understand? Because Ghana was one of the areas where we were taken from, was a major area where Judah was taken from and brought into the four corners of the earth. The Almighty said that he was going to bring us back the same way, through the ships. You understand? And it does mention about people going to fly in. You understand what I'm saying? Those of us that fly in are taking on a bigger responsibility than those that are going to wait on them ships. Because those of us that fly in, you understand, they're going to have to be the people that set up stuff, you understand, put things together, you understand, especially Hebrew Israelites. Because we know, see, one thing that we have to understand is that we the key. You understand? We Hebrew Israelites under righteousness and right and uprightness. You understand? And their part, you understand, is to gather them, you know, gather themselves together in Africa or whatever, you understand, and be about righteousness and uprightness. You understand? And that will spread out. You understand? Because once we start bringing righteousness and understanding our God, you understand, it catches on, because this is the latter days. All of these things going to have to go hand in hand. And, you know, it's not a thing that it's an overnight situation, but we closer than we ever been. Hallelujah. And I relinquish the mic.
Yes, indeed. We certainly are. We're getting there. As we move closer to the time, I mean, we're right here now. And it is truly a blessing to be at this point. And that brings me to my topic that we had today, because I heard someone say yesterday that they have been noticing things changing with them the closer we get to the end of the curse. And I wanted to give everyone the opportunity to share, you know, because I've been noticing some strange things happening in my favor, not negativity, but just things that, you know, private things that I have asked the Most High for that he has done. You know, and I know that Sister Tabara was saying that she had noticed a lot of things that were happening in her life that were a little different. So we wanted to open up the floor today to give everybody an opportunity to share that information if you want to share that with us. You know, because it seems like the closer we get, the energy is ramping up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it may sound strange, but the closer we get, it just seems like there's an awareness coming forward. It's a lot of positive energy being generated, you know, in the atmosphere. So, you know, all of it is really, really good. I mean, you know, if you want to share that with us today, please feel free, you know, to do that if you'd like to push one. For you all who are new to the call, you have to push one, and then we'll open up your mic, and then you'll have a chance to talk. Anyone that would like to share that, please feel free to push one. Ghana is definitely, oh, wow, the phone number is lighting it up. Hold on. The phone numbers are, hold on, let me start with Area code 513. Area code 513, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom, 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 family. I just wanted to address that there are some amazing things that have happened to me that are happening. My awareness, it's just so much that I can see that the Most High is doing, like you said, for me, things that I asked for, things that he's showing me, things that he's putting in my path. I was sharing yesterday that I had, I drive for Lyft, and I had two guys that got in the car, and they were, cursing each other out. And, I was kind of like the first guy, he got in the car, he said, you can leave the other guy, I don't even care if he get in the car. So they were just arguing back and forth, and they were cussing each other. And the guy in the front seat, and he just started crying. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking, do I reach out to him? What is his reaction going to be if I do? And everything. But it was such an energy that came within me that allowed me to reach out for his hand. And when I reached out for his hand, it's like the whole demeanor of the whole car just changed. It just changed. They were in the mood of that's my friend, I love him, and it just totally changed to where when they got out the car, they were totally hugging each other like, I am so sorry. It's just the and I thought about that. Wow. Is that what he meant when he said being priest unto the other nations? Is that what that means? Or, it's just so much that I'm just coming in contact with that just amazes me.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And, it has to be something because it all, whenever Yah is getting ready to turn around, I don't think everybody understands what that means. When Yah says, I'm going to turn around and face Israel, that's huge. That is really huge to the point where we feel it. I don't know about the other people, the other nations. They have to feel something from it. But to be able to have the power to be able to do that and to change atmospheres, that's phenomenal. I think that is just amazing. I really do. I really do. And it's just, like you said, the small things that you ask him for within your own personal self that you need, he's doing them. He's just making sure they're getting done.
Yes, sis, I noticed that at the same time, my awareness as to who I am and what my role is to a certain degree, because I'm still, learning and growing into it, but to understand that I don't have the fear of talking to people like I used to have. Like thinking that, I didn't have the confidence to be able to come forward and say, well, this is wrong, or this is why, or what's wrong with the situation. I just see how the Most High is, moving me into a different direction of understanding, because now I have to understand that words have power. So I can't, I have to consciously make myself be quiet more than what I normally would, because I need to be able to assess situations. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I certainly do.
I understand most certainly.
It's power.
We're dealing with the Almighty in the latter days. Anything might happen good for us in the latter days. You understand? Because he said that he was going to bring us back from the four corners of the earth. You understand? He said that we was going to be priests unto the other nations. It's got to start somewhere.
Well, when you think about it at the same time, the timing of it to come out of a 400-year captivity, because, allowing us to have time to get to know him and develop a relationship with him, and now, it's kind of like, you had time to understand that. Now I need you to be who it is that you're saying that you are. You got to stand behind it. And it's like, regardless of what other people think, regardless of what other people say, it's on a whole different kind of level. Because you you know that you it's something that you have to uphold.
And this is only just 10 months in. You know, we 10 months in. What is going to happen next? Hold on, let me get somebody else on the air. I'm going to keep y'all's mic open. Area code 928, and I'm coming 832. 928, your mic is open. Go ahead, turn on the air.
Shalom, shalom, sis. And
hey, shalom.
Yeah, you know my situation, being out here and where I'm at with all, you know, I've been really worried about me and my family. I've been praying a lot, and I prayed the other week, if it be thy will, I would like to move my family back home where we feel most secure. Me and my wife talked about it after I prayed. And Sister Yaina, the next week, the exact same position I'm working now opened up in my hometown.
Look at that. Look at y'all. Don't tell me.
Hallelujah. In my hometown. It opened up within days. It just opened up.
Look at that. Oh, hallelujah. That's all. Oh, my goodness. Y'all got me about to cry. I mean, you know, just. Woo.
You can't get no better than that.
No, sir. No, sir. That's the God. We're not ready for what's getting ready to happen. I don't think we're mentally ready for what the Most High is getting ready to do for his people. Because, you know, this is huge. And for the Israelites who don't come aboard, that don't understand this, you know, shame on them. I can't make them see it, but it's going to be a beautiful thing for those who know what this means, because this is huge. When you speak something out of your mouth, you made a request, and you went before him, and because you did that, the Most High made a way for you to open the door just like that.
I mean, the same exact position that I'm doing now. Nothing higher, nothing lower, but the same exact position.
Not 3 months earlier, not 3 months later, but right on time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. That's what you get. They ain't ready, I'm telling you. They're not ready. You know, when you walk up right before him, when you're doing all that you know to do, and you walk up right before him, there's no good thing he'll withhold from those who walk up right before him. And that's keeping his laws, statutes, and his commandments. The words that you speak are getting ready to manifest right before your eyes. Powerful. And that is, and I ain't even gonna mess with that one, but you know, he's getting us ready for that God status, because when you're able to speak something into the atmosphere, it has power. Somebody has to get ready to move out of the way so the words that you requested before the Most High became available for the position to be open for you to move into it.
He just said, I want to go home. That's what the staff at that time, he said, just want to go home. He just quit.
He just quit. Look at how God takes and just manipulates for you, on your behalf. On your behalf, for you, just because you asked him.
It's unbelievable when I saw it.
I know you applied for it.
Oh yes, most definitely. I called Sister Rachel and told her, and she said, "No, quit playing with me, quit pulling my leg."
Woo! That's the God we getting ready to know him like we have never known him before. Because remember, he said, while you're in this captivity, I'm going to be a little sanctuary for you. But when we got the full backing 100% of the kingdom and Yah is turning around, look, it ain't no telling what may happen for us on our behalf. It ain't no telling. You know, and you got to walk up right before him. You got to live in righteousness. And, you know, righteousness is not a fake form of holiness. It's keeping those laws, those statutes, and those commandments to the best of your ability and having a pure heart. You know, and relinquishing the things in your heart that's not right and forgiving and moving forward. Man, oh man.
Because, you know, it takes to get to a point of discipline to be able to walk away from situations. And not want to get revenge. And not want to. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I'm sitting there going, you know what? I don't even have to go through the road rage no more. What is that about? Who gets there first?
Yeah.
I don't have to compete with nobody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just trying to get my mind to a certain degree to where those things that I don't need to worry about, I don't. I'm trying to.
That's fine.
But, you know,
that's
you,
fine.
When you really understand what you have, you don't have control over any of it. You have to
mm-hmm.
rely fully on the Most High. And that takes,
mm-hmm.
you know, that takes trust. That takes
that's
a serious amount of trust to be able to do it. And that's something we all have to work on, you know, because we don't have to trust
that's
it.
That's right. Hold on, let me open up this mic. Area code, I'm going to leave y'all mic open. 832, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, Zaire. And I want to say that, like even when, like I do prayers like 3 times a day, and like so when my alarm goes off for me to get ready to do it for the noontime, so like today, you know, even as I was thinking about, okay, I've got to go down for prayer, you know, and something like just came over me that says, even before you go down, you already know what it's going to be like. With me, I have to take like a whole box of Kleenex, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, it's just something about going into prayer, and it's like he's meeting me there. He's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just pour
mm-hmm.
out everything on my heart. And he already knows what my requests are going to be or what I'm going to say. And a lot of times it's not. With me, you know, I want, you know, more understanding. I want to go to deeper depths and the higher heights. I want to go to another level. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he takes
mm-hmm.
me there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He opens up so I can understand what I'm reading, so I can understand, you know, where we are, what's going on. But today,
mm-hmm.
one of my concerns is what's going on over there in the motherland, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what he showed me or explained to me yesterday was, I'm going to cleanse the land. You don't have to worry
mm-hmm.
about that. I don't care where
mm-hmm.
it's at over there. I'm going to cleanse the land. See, his word is
mm-hmm.
not a lie. It can circle
That's
the
right.
world a billion times. It's still going to come back just as it is, his word. And his
yes,
word
ma'am.
Is truth. So I don't have to worry
yes,
about what's going on there. No, I don't like
Ooh.
It because I'm hearing about, you know, they're doing this, that, and the other to those that look like me. I don't like that. And like I heard one of the brothers say, he said, you know, his heart goes out to his people. And he's not about to allow, you know, somebody else to give up what belongs to Israel to go to some heathen, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling what he's saying, absolutely. And it matters much. And it matters much that the Most High, you know, it's kind of like it really touches when you read and see, and he is showing us.
Yes.
We are the
yes,
apple of his eye.
Yes,
without
yes,
a question. It's becoming more and more prevalent to each and every one of us. You
yes,
know?
It is.
And like his word says, before you even ask, I already know. And before you go down or something like that, I'm paraphrasing, you know, it's already done. Yes,
it's already done.
He is a rewarder
yes, is.
Of those who
diligently
seek
him. Yes,
okay.
ma'am. Hallelujah.
And I have
yes.
no drawbacks. I've already, whatever, you know, there's nothing that I can't give up for the Most High, because he has
mm-hmm.
demonstrated his love, not just for
mm-hmm.
me, you know, though
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to take it personal, but he did it for those that look like me. And that
yes,
is,
ma'am.
I mean, that's a wonder in and of itself. He is worthy to be praised. There's no ifs,
yes,
ands, or buts about it. And I don't put in for no job. I'm getting calls from Amazon about different jobs, about working from home. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
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 I didn't put in for no job nowhere. You know,
Hallelujah.
It's been a
Praise
while
God.
Since I applied at Amazon, you know, but okay, somebody didn't forget me. You know, that's a good thing, you know.
Yes,
and, yeah, I just, you know, I just so pray that my people will recognize and realize who they are, and that if they need anything, just ask our Father, mm-hmm. because He is there waiting to hear from you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He's our Father. That's right. He is our Father. He loves us. And you know what? Other people of the other nations might get a little mad, but guess what? Y'all going to have to excuse us for a moment, because for a long time we thought we was nothing. We was worthy of nothing. And now we find out that we got a God that chose us to be His people.
Yes.
And we're going to take the time and rejoice and praise Him for it. So if you get a little green out or whatever, oh, well, we're going to have to do this because we got hope now. We have hope now.
Yes. Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. I know somebody else got to push one. All these people on this line, everybody ought to be pushing one. I know everybody on this line got a story to tell how He has come through for you. And it is just a blessing. It's borderlining on scary. Because like you said, things are popping up that you didn't even ask for. Things coming that you didn't even You ain't even applied for no job, and they calling you like, you want to work from home? Like, really? I mean, really? Shoot, this is real serious here. This is a blessing. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be an Israelite today. It is a blessing to be in America today. It is a blessing to get ready to fulfill this 400-year prophecy today. It is just a blessing all the way around. It's a blessing. I never thought I would say a curse then become a blessing. But it's a blessing.
Fulfillment of Deuteronomy 28.
My. It's almost over, y'all. We got 10 months. We got 6 days left, and we'll be at the 10-month marker. 10 months. We're almost there. And when January 1st hit, it's really going to speed through. Oh, my goodness gracious and mercy. That's all I can say. I'm excited to get ready to see what Yah's going to do. He's already started already, for those who know. The people who are on this line that have pushed one, Yah already, they're giving you testimony. How He's already starting to bless and open up doors. Well, there's no door there seems to be none. He's opening up doors. You know, and I heard Sister Tabara yesterday say, you know, the Most High is really doing some things in my life. I mean, He is really doing some things, and I just smiled. I didn't really feed into it because I wanted to do it today. But I know everybody on this line who has been doing this thing by faith, because some of you all were Christians. But by faith, you come out of it, and you've been keeping the law, statutes, and the commandments, and believing Yah. I know some miraculous things have been happening, and if they're not, they will. They will. It is amazing. I don't know what to say. I think it's just an amazing day. It's an amazing time to be alive. You know, there's no fear. No fear. Let's do this. I'm with y'all. Let's do this. I'm ready. Let's go. It takes faith, like you said, sis. It takes faith. Unwavering faith. It do.
Like you say, He leave you with your mouth hung open.
Hung open. You be sitting on the side of the bed with your mouth hung open like, oh, my goodness. You know, He really do. He leave you with your mouth hung open. Because it's a series of events. Just like Brother Yerushalayim said, the man just up and quit. Yerushalayim and his wife prayed, we need to get out of here. The conditions are not the greatest. We want to be somewhere where we're around our own people. And we would like for you to be able to open that door. And the man, wait a minute, just quit. That's right up there with the story of Esther and Vashti. You know what I'm saying? Vashti had to be put out of the palace as the queen so Esther could move in. The man just up and quit, and an opportunity opened up in their hometown.
No.
Now, you know that's the type of stuff. I don't even know what it's going to be like in Washington, D.C. I don't want to feed no more into it. I don't even know what it's going to be like, but I know y'all going to be there. I know He is. I know He's going to be there. In spirit and in truth, I know He's going to be there, because like the sister said, His word don't come back void.
Mm-hmm.
It don't. The testimonies, the testimonies, the theme. If I could tell it all, we'd be on this call for about 3 hours talking about what he's done for me in the last 60 days. In just the last 60 days, created a situation for me to be in a situation where I had to have something and open up the door, and I walked straight through the door. You know, and like I told him, I said, anytime you have to force it, it's not Yah. Anytime you have to make it happen, it's not the Most High. When it's in his will, it just flows naturally.
Yep.
Can you imagine? Flows naturally. There was no sweat to it at all whatsoever, none. Walked right into the blessing and sat down. I was shocked, like, wow, this really happened fast. You know, but when he said there's no good thing he'll withhold from those who walk upright before him. I don't even know what to say.
And you know what? It's making you go through house cleaning too. You're having to clean out some stuff.
Yep.
Get rid of some stuff. You know.
Yeah. Yes, you got that right. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. It is blessed. You got it. That's right. You got to go through your heart and clean up that stony heart and get that heart right and understand who he is, you know, and allow him to be God. And allow him to be God, and you got to trust him. Whew. What a level of power that is. You can just trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, that's new. Some people on this phone is listening, and it's new to you all. But guess what? When you've been through some of the things that we've been through and you understand some of the things that we understand, you know that that's all we have is trust. You know, that's all we have. I think I see my friend from the United Kingdom. If I got a friend from the United Kingdom on this line, please push one. I've been waiting to hear from you for a long time. If you could push one, I see your number here. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. Everybody, it's time. It's time. It's time. Let me see who we got here. So somebody done push one. Eric Holt from the United Kingdom, your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Sister Halia calling.
Shalom,
Sister Yahida.
How are you? Shalom,
I am not
shalom.
Too bad at all.
All right,
yes.
All right.
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored. I'm living in the curse and being blessed by the Most High Yah and waiting for this thing to be over so we can get ready to go home.
Wonderful, wonderful. It was a beautiful lesson last night. I was just so blessed, so blessed last night. I was speaking to Brother Mikhail today, and he was saying it was a wonderful lesson, you know. And some of the friends that I have actually given, you know, the thing to listen, and they've been just so blessed.
Praise God.
And it's just amazing. And, you know, it's amazing that, you know, wherever we are at, that we are all going through the same thing. It's not easy over here. There is just so many things are happening. I think it was actually last month, the University of one of the universities down in Wales, they've just admitted what they've made out of slavery. Over 200 million that was made for that university. And now it's been a big thing over here. And they are saying that they need to make reparation for it. And they are now calling and all the other, you know, they're calling on the UK, you know, to actually look into it, because when you look in this country, you look in the west end of the massive buildings down there, like Selfridges and all those massive buildings, it was all built by our ancestors. It was all built by our people. And
wow.
This country, I think it's the train line, that, you know, started out in this country. Everything was all on the back of slavery and came from the Caribbean. They've made so much money, and now they are saying it's time to make reparation, and it needs to be looked into. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's been in the newspaper. It's a lot happening over here at the moment, even with the Windrush scandal. We are like, my parents came here in the early 50s. Some came from the 40s. And many of them was over here in the war. And now many of them are sent back home. Some who have went on holidays can't come back in the country. They've lost their jobs. They've lost their jobs. They've lost their home. They can't be treated in the hospitals, who have been here for over 60 odd years and work. They've lost their income. It's been a mess over here at the moment. It's been a mess. So we are really walking out the curses. We are really walking it out. But to the Most High be all the glory. Everything, it's only for a season. It's only for a season. Yeah, he's in control. He really is in control. And I tell you, when I listened to that lesson last night, it just gave me that courage and that boldness, you know, to know that he is in control. And as my sister said, that his word will never return unto him void. It must accomplish. So,
yes, it must.
One thing I want to share as well, I don't know if you have heard about it. It was breaking news in Israel about now they've found fish alive swimming in the Red Sea, in the Dead Sea. And that's fulfilling prophecy. So that's been a big thing over there in the newspaper. And what Israel is now saying, which is a laugh, they are now saying that the curse is over for them, because prophecy has been fulfilled, that now fishes are now swimming in the Red Sea, and the curse is over for them.
It's exciting to see. It's just exciting. Now, let me ask you this. Why are they putting the people out of the country that have been there so long?
Because what happened, they did not, these people from the West Indies, they came, they were invited to come and build up this country. And they came and they built this country. They cleaned this country. So what happened? I think it was actually in the early 70s, early 80s, they had the opportunity to apply for their citizenship. So some did and some didn't. So what has happened from then until now is that now they are saying that those that did not have their stay have to leave the country and were not entitled to be treated in hospitals or those that were in housing, you know, council housing, and those that and benefits and things, everything was withdrawn from them. You see, so what has been said now, that's not right, because what should have happened, because they were invited, and, you know, that they should have been given their right of stay.
Right.
They should have been given their right of stay, because these people, they came here. I remember when I came here, I am in this country 55 years. I'm living in this country. I came here young. And I remember when I came here, I just couldn't believe what I saw. I couldn't believe it. It just wasn't nice. So our parents, they came and they're the one that cleans the street. They clean the hospital. It was horrible. And what they should have done after 5 years, because they were invited for 5 years. So after 5 years, they should have been given their right of stay.
Wow.
And they weren't given it. And then when, I think it was in the early 70s, when it came out that you know, that you could apply for your citizenship, many didn't do it. So now so many has been barred. They went on holiday and can't come back. They've lost jobs, lost houses. We have people who have cancer and have denied a treatment.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been a big mess over here, and right now they're trying to sort it, you know, that people get their right of stay. Those that are, you know, gone back to the West Indies, they're now trying to get it sorted out there. Yeah, it's been horrible. It's been on the news. In the paper, people are crying. It's been terrible.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't even offer them citizenship. They just sent them home.
Yes, some were sent home and some went on holiday and just couldn't come back in the country.
They couldn't come back in the country.
Come back. Yeah. Many have lost their jobs. Many have lost their benefits. Cannot be treated in hospitals, you know. So
those are the signs that let us know it's almost over, and that too may be Yah, because it's time for them to go back to where they're from, so that the Most High can protect them. And we have to look at it from a positive standpoint. Yeah, it's a disadvantage, and people are put out in there, you know. But all things work together for the good. You know, and Yah is getting us positioned to get ready to move us out of all of these places.
Exactly. Because, I mean, this country has been built up just like, you know, America. They were all built up on the back of our ancestors.
Yes,
period.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Built up. You go to Jamaica now, the plantation, you see the plantations. Plantations are there. We've got a place in Jamaica that where when they beat the slaves, and the slaves run away, and they run into the woods, or you know, they found a fountain, and this fountain was healing, and they would go into this water. And their wound would be healed. Actually be healed, and that's there today, because I've actually been there, and they've opened it, and you can go there and get a bath. It's full of sulfur. It's filled with sulfur. You can literally smell the sulfur, and if you've got a cut, you go in it, and that wound is healed up. So when the slaves were running away, they found that, and that's where they went, because you know we have the massive rebellions out there with the slaves because they were killing the plantation owners and everyone, burning down their houses, and they would run into the hills. Because I don't know if you know anything about the Maroons in Jamaica.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You've never heard of? Oh, you've never heard about the Maroons? Yeah, yeah.
No,
we've got. They've got the Maroons. That they just couldn't manage the Maroons at all. They were just warriors and fighters. So they would fight the slave owners, and they would run into the hills. And the slave owners, you know, would send out people to get them, but they couldn't find them because apparently what they said, that the Maroons, that there was something different about them, because it's like one moment they would see the Maroons and the next moment it's like they disappear.
Mm.
So the Maroons would go up into the hills, and then they'd come down at night and release other slaves. So in Jamaica to this day, the Maroons have got their separate. They live apart from the rest of Jamaica. They lived apart from the rest of Jamaica to this day, and they still follow the practices of our ancestors. They do their libation thing and all the rest of it, all the drumming and all the rest of it, and they don't pay certain taxes and stuff, and they fought the British, and they won. And the British offered every Maroon certain amount of money, and they didn't receive that money that was promised to them. But they've got their homeland, and they're separate because they are just so different. Because they're saying the Maroons were just so different. They were warriors, and they were saying that we are not slaves. We are free. We are free. They said we were born free, and we refuse to be slaves. So if you go on YouTube and put in the Maroons of Jamaica, you will hear the story of the Maroons. Yeah.
Wow. You know, you know what? When the Most High say that we are scattered worldwide, the word is not. It's true. His word
definitely is
true. And the captivity is worldwide, and the suffering is worldwide.
Definitely. It's. I mean, on the news today, it's just so much things happening to our people worldwide. On the news today, they came out with showing our people suffering by the hands of the police. The very same crimes that the white does, the whites will get away with it, but our people, the percentage has gone up so high, it's skyrocketed, and now it's an outcry that, well, something needs to be done. The stop and search, the arrest, everything is gone sky high for us as a people. You know, so...
Brother Mikael always said it would happen there before it happened here. Like, it's beginning the jig of trouble.
Definitely. It's I tell you, the things that are happening over here to us, you know, I don't know. Every day, what can we do? We have to trust. Every day we have to pray. We have to know that He does not lie. He doesn't lie. He is our hope. We have no other hope. We have no other escape.
No other hope.
No other escape. I was telling my children about the wilderness just yesterday. They came up to take me out for dinner, and I was talking to them. I said to them, listen, I know that I sound like a broken record, but I said, I just have to tell you guys, I have to tell you guys what is what. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you. It's time. I said, it's time to turn to Him. It's time. Because right now... It's like the 10 plagues are coming back. Because, Sister Houston, mm-hmm. I heard that there was frogs falling from the sky in North Carolina in the paper over
yes.
here.
Yes, frog, sure was. It sure was. And that is one of the plagues. It sure is.
That's right.
It's going to be worldwide.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, we just have to keep
how y'all's doing what he's doing. We just got, you know what? All we can do is do what we're doing right now. And we're going to continue to pray
Definitely.
For you all over there, and you pray for us here, because we got to get out of
Definitely.
Here in time. And he said that it's going to be a day that has never been nor
never.
Ever will be in the history of the world. He said, but Jacob
That's
shall be
right.
saved out of it.
That's right. That's right. And just to say, you know, before you go, what I just want to say, personally for me, I don't believe in running anywhere. I really do not believe in packing up and running anywhere until the most I say it's time to go.
That's right.
I refuse to go anywhere. If it's not the most high, I'm not going anywhere.
No, that's right. Hallelujah.
The most high, I've been to Africa. I've been to Malawi. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely love it. But I'm not going there. I'm not going. I know in Jamaica, a lot of Jamaicans are in Ghana for a long time. I know even Rita Marley's living there. Loads of people is living there. I've got friends that gone there. I'm not going there. I don't know.
Right.
I don't think that's where the most I sending us. I don't believe it.
Hallelujah.
I think we need to wait on him until he say move.
That's right. I'm right with you 100%. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
Guess what? I
yeah.
want to see this with my own eyes. I want to witness this with my own eyes. I want to see the African-American people and the way that's going to be made for us. I want to see
yeah.
us get on those boats. I want to see with my
yeah.
own eyes us get on those planes and leave this place for the last time. I want to see it with my own eyes because you know what? It's not going to be a dry eye in the place. Everybody's going to be crying because it's over with. We never have to come back here again. You never have to be there again. And the Most High is going to take us home, and that's what we're going to be. I'm going to see that. If he let me live long enough, sis, I'm going to see that with my own eyes.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Can I ask a question? Because some people are saying that we are already in the wilderness. And I'm saying, well, when we look at the scripture, you know, that's not what I am seeing. But people
that's
are saying,
right.
you know, people are saying, no, we are already. But I'm saying no, because was it that scripture that you, is it what's already was shall be again, something like that, Sister Yana?
That shall be again.
Remember
yeah.
that scripture?
That's in Ecclesiastes. Yep.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
And I just cannot believe that we're in the wilderness now. I believe that we are going back to the wilderness.
Yes, ma'am,
that's
we are.
The people that are saying that, they have not read the scripture. If
that's
they
right.
read the scripture,
that's right.
they can't say that.
That's right.
My ex-wife, man, grew up as a Hebrew Israelite. And I told her, so we going back into the wilderness. She said, we already in the wilderness. I shut up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. That's right. That's Exodus chapter 20. I mean, Ezekiel chapter 20. Ezekiel chapter 20 is that deals with the wilderness. He said, I'm going to bring you out of the countries where you have been scattered and take you into the wilderness. And this is not
Absolutely.
The wilderness. The next time somebody say that, you tell them, no, we're in the land of our captivity right now. We're not in the wilderness. Yeah. We're in the land of our captivity.
Right. Right.
No.
You know, I found out that a lot of people are satisfied with where they're at. They're doing pretty good. They don't want to change. They got good friends and all of that stuff. You understand? Of course they're going to say, well, we're in the wilderness already.
Yeah. Because many don't want to leave what they've got.
Okay.
Yeah. We're so comfortable with our houses, our cars. We're so comfortable. Don't want to leave. You see? We've all these things so dear to our hearts that it's hard to leave. So it's very easy to say we're in. It's very easy to say we are in the wilderness because the things that we have, we've held them so dear to our hearts that can't leave it. It's like looking at the news over there with Hurricane Michael. People refuse to leave the home for shelter. They stayed in their home and got killed.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Our home is so precious. Hallelujah.
How powerful is God? Go ahead,
really
Brother Sonia.
Go ahead. Oh. It's really a sad thing that they think that way, man, because they are relative. They are family members. You understand? We want to see them go along with us and everything. But when they make that kind of statement, man, I have to shut my mouth because, you understand, I say this all the time. When a person's mind is made up, there's nothing that you can tell them, period.
That's right.
You're frustrating yourself when you try to explain it all and everything, and their mind is already made up. They already here. We in the wilderness. Man, how could that possibly be?
I refuse to argue with people these days. I give up arguing. You know, it's just, you know. It doesn't make sense, argue at all. It does not make sense. You know what you know, and you hold on to what you know. They hold on to what they know.
And you know what? I'm so glad that you're saying that because a lot of people on this line have become conscious, and they're struggling with the fact that their families are not conscious, and this lets them know this stretches across the whole world. It's not just you that's struggling with your family. It's not that just you that's struggling with getting people to understand. This goes across the whole world, across the diaspora. Everybody that's in captivity is going through the same thing you're going through. Their families don't understand. Their families are not responding. People are interpreting the scriptures the way they want to. And you just have to do the best you can to pray for them. That's all you can do.
That's all we can do. That is all that we can do. I said to my son yesterday, and I actually called your name to my son. So I said, I said, when the boat come and it comes to this country, I said, I'm gonna be just like Sister Yuyina. I'm gonna jump on that boat so far.
I am. I'm going to be on the boat.
And
I'm gone.
I said to my son, I love you guys. I love you guys. But if you're not coming, I'm going to do exactly what Sister Yahina said. I'm going to be the first one on the boat.
I know that's right. I know. And as you know, everybody that feels like that's on this line pretty much feels like that we out. You know, and it's just something that, what can you say? And I believe that, you know what I believe? I believe even if they don't come then, the faith that we have in Yah and the understanding that we have in the Most High, because we trust Him and they don't come, Yah will protect them. I really do believe that.
Yes.
They will make it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Over. But He wants to know that you will put nothing and no one before Him.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. But Sister, let me just share quickly a dream. I had two dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking, I've had this dream a while now. And, you know, it kept coming back to me. And I don't know why they're so impressed upon me. The first one I had, it was like we're into a wilderness, actually. And, or like a forest, say a forest. And I don't know why we were going to this forest. But as we go further in the forest, in this massive forest with trees, there was a massive airplane. Massive, gigantic airplane. And I'm thinking, how on earth did this airplane landed here? Among all these trees, and it was just gigantic. But what was different about this plane? It was made out of crystal, like crystal glass. Crystal. And people mm-hmm. were just queuing up, and going into this plane. And I'm thinking, how can so many people, you know, in this plane,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking, it's made out of glass. How is it going to fly? And that was it. I woke up and forget about it, and it kept coming back to me. But the next one I had, it was, we've got what we call over here, the Wembley Stadium over here, the massive stadium. And
mm-hmm,
not far
mm-hmm.
from the stadium, we've got a train line. And I was at the train line, standing outside the train station. But as I stood there, a mass crowd of people was there, mass crowd. But when I look, everybody, I didn't see one white person there. It was all our people as far as my eyes could have looked.
Hallelujah.
And we were all dressed like in white. Dressed in white. Standing there. No one speaking. No one saying one word. We just stood there. We just stood there waiting. And if a pin drop, you could have heard that pin drop.
Mm.
But then in a split second, that mass crowd start running in one direction.
Mm.
The mass crowd start running with our eyes lifted up, looking up, just running, but no one saying a word. And we didn't, and there wasn't an audible sound. There wasn't an audible sound. But everyone thought there was no shoving, there was no talking, there was nothing like that. We just start running. And then when I looked, I saw some of my sisters, because I'm one of 10 siblings, you know, so it's a lot of us. And when I look, I saw my sisters. And I thought, what are they doing here? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we all, and I don't know, and it's been on my heart. And it kept coming back to me. I said, Father, what is that? Why
mm-hmm.
no one was talking? We didn't hear a sound for us to run. No one was speaking. And we all dressed alike. We all dressed in white.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what that means. I mean, you know, that's powerful. It's time for us to come together. I mean, like I said, this is it. The curse is over in 10 months. You know, and regardless of what they say, and those other people say about them being cursed or whatever they're trying to say, our curse is over in 10 months.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
Powerful time. It's a powerful time. I am so excited. I am. Wow. You know, you don't have any words. You just sit back and you just wait because you know the expectation.
expectation, and Yah's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
How?
Oh, yes.
Powerful,
oh,
powerful
yes.
Tyler. And you know what? I enjoyed the lesson yesterday just as much as you all did. You know, it was a blessing to me. You know, and we are really moving in a direction. It's going to make it very interesting. You know, because our feet are going to touch that soil. You know, we're
Hallelujah.
Going to have a chance to go back to that land and touch that soil. Our feet
Hallelujah.
Are going to touch that soil.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
it
yes.
is. Our homeland.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. You know, wow. Anybody else want to push one? You feel free to do that. We would love to involve you in the conversation, but if not, we just going to keep on talking. And, you know, and it, like I said, you know, England is a very special place to me, you know, and I know that it's a lot of our brothers and sisters over there, you know, and we have to carry them and pray for them as well, you know, because the struggle is the same everywhere.
Wherever we post up, it's the same. The thing is with this country is very secretive, because I was saying to someone yesterday, you know, we tend to know more, even a bit more of what's happening in America than here. This country is very, very secretive.
Mm.
And I was actually listening to someone talking about what's happening over there and everything that is already prepared, and you know the guillotines and everything and what's there,
mm-hmm.
what's prepared. And then he says, listen, it's in the UK as well. And I thought, oh yes, I know that, you know, because it's very secretive in this country. And he said it's right here as well. You know.
Wow.
Because
so you guys got the guillotines there too?
Well, that is what the man said. He said it's over here as well. And I'm not surprised. I believe it would definitely be here. Definitely be here. Because at the end of the day, America and Britain, they're the same. They're what?
Mm-hmm.
Is it mother and daughter?
That's true.
Yeah, or the mother and daughter, something like
that's
that, isn't
true.
It?
Yeah.
That's right.
That is the truth.
That is very true. They're one and the same. you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
to have the power to rule and to understand that we are the children of Israel, we're from the house of Israel. And we also have the power to rule. We just have to allow Yah to do what he's going to do, but he's going to protect us every step of the way.
That's right. You know.
Every step of the way.
You know, Dave, I was looking at the wedding on Friday, and, you know, some of things was crossing my mind. To know, you know, the Queen, you know, people,
I think I heard someone said some time ago that the Queen hasn't got any power, and I thought you must be joking. I was listening and I thought you must be joking. I thought, don't get it twisted.
That's right. For real.
She's got power. Don't underestimate her at all.
That's right. Don't ever.
Underestimate
For real.
Her. Don't.
Because they're all working together. They guess what?
Guess what?
After generations and generations upon generations, those countries are still working together to keep us from knowing and operating as a nation.
That's right.
That is something that they pass down from generation to generation. It's an unspoken rule that they do.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. So don't.
say this lady, it's not odd. She's not ordinary. She's no ordinary woman.
She's no ordinary little lady. No, you better not believe
no.
that. Not at all. No.
Definitely.
To be able to have, wait a minute, and y'all allowed her to be able to
definitely.
Have a massive amount of power on the earth.
Definitely, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And you know what was
you
so
know.
Strange? I'm going to tell you, when I was in England, I was 23. And I used
wow.
to work in a restaurant up there on the Air Force Base. And I was working, and there was a British lady that was standing over. She was standing up over by the counter, but she was standing by the window. And I was having a conversation with a young lady that was also working at the restaurant, and she came up to the counter. And this British woman, she said, you don't know who you are, do you? I was young, you know. And I said, no. I said, I don't know who I am. I said, well, why don't you tell me, who am I? She said, it's not my place to tell you who you are. She said, so you will eventually find out. She said, but they have been watching you since you've been here.
Wow. Wow.
That was years ago. I'm 57 now. So that was a long time ago. And, you know, and you understand, you know, and I knew, you know, that she knew something that I didn't know.
Yes.
But
yes.
And I asked her to tell me, but she wouldn't. She said, I can't do that. You know, I can't
wow.
tell you. But when you understand now what we talked about yesterday and the hierarchy
yes.
and the bloodlines and
yes.
this, it's all,
yes.
it all comes together. It's all starting
it's
to make sense.
Comes.
Because had I knew I was Israel,
yes.
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
Back
wow.
then.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's like I said, we have a lot to look forward to. You know, the chain of command is coming back around. The Most High, just like He allowing them to rule, He is going to put us in
yep.
a position where not only we're protected, but we're able to work in His power. Because you know, in the book of Daniel, He said in the book of Daniel chapter 2, He said in the days of these kings, I'm going to set up my kingdom. So He's not going to wait until it's over with to be able to do it. He's going to do it while they're yet ruling.
While they're yet, hallelujah. Oh,
He said, in the days of these kings, I'm going to set up my kingdom.
Hallelujah. Praise Him forevermore.
You know, and we have work to do. We have to, if you walk upright before Him, there's no good thing He'll withhold from you. He's putting
That's
everybody
right.
back
That's
in their
right.
rightful possession. You know, as royals, as a royal, I look at them and I wonder what it was like to be in a position like that, to live in a castle, to have all of
wow.
that prestige and that power
oh.
behind them.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And when you look at that, it's like, wow, this is the kingdom. We had a kingdom more glorious
That's
than this.
Right. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Oh, I tell you, Sister Yaina, when I look and see the vast amount of wealth, the how many
what?
Castles, not just one castle, so many, it blows the mind.
I know.
It blows the mind.
Mm-hmm.
She's even on her throne. She's got something from, there is something on her throne that is there, that it's, oh gosh, what is it? It's something on her throne that it linked her to the tribe of Judah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the
yeah,
stone of Sanch. The stone
yes.
of Sanch that sits under the chair that she's ordained in is supposed to be the pillow that Jacob laid his head on when he envisioned the gate of the opening of the angels coming up and down. That's, oh, my goodness.
Right.
Wow.
That's what I heard, too. Yep,
oh,
that's what I heard.
Okay. I knew I heard something about that, yes. Wow.
Yeah. That's called the stone of Sanch. And it's supposed to be in Ireland, I think, right now. But when the next coronation comes up, they're going to bring that stone and they're going to sit it up under that brown chair, and that they're going to ordain or whatever they do to install the next king and put him in position. Now, I don't know whether it's going to be Charles or whether it's going to be William, but that's what happens. And all of that belongs to us.
That's right.
And like you said, castles all over the world. The lady got massive castles all over the place. You know, you just look at that wealth. It's like, wow.
Amazing.
And you know what? With all of that, she still is not rich as Solomon was.
That's right. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
No. No.
The lions that sat on Solomon, on the outside, they had gold. Hung around the neck. You even think of, is it Mansa Musa?
Yeah.
Mansa Musa, he was actually the richest, so far I heard, the richest man on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mansa Musa.
Yeah.
And you imagine, we had it all. I have a book here, and it says, the book that I had, it says, when our ancestors were walking on marble floor and using gold tap, Europe was still in darkness and walking in mud.
They sure were. Absolutely, they were. You know, and that's what we have to look forward to, the installation of the knowledge of the mind, to be able to act like a royal, to walk like a royal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Even though the foundation, and the Most High has never taken that from us, to be able to see that, and understand that's where you're supposed to be. This is the mindset that you're supposed to be in. No, but it's coming. It's coming. All we got to do is just hold out and wait through the curse, because it's coming.
We've fallen a mighty long way. Mighty long way. Mighty long way.
Oh, my goodness.
Mighty long way. But, you know, it's coming. It's coming.
Yes, ma'am.
It's
definitely coming. And all praises to the Most High, because once the curse is over, He will turn around and begin to face us, and He will restore back to us those knowledges and those things. We have a lot to look forward to. A lot.
Hallelujah.
You know,
it's up and up.
And you know, you look at all these people, they're princess this and princess that and prince this and prince that. And you look at the tribe of Yehuda, you know, and we are the royal tribe. All the other tribes are supposed to bow down before us, you know, and we're on our way back there, and we're going to have to begin to live like who we are. We're going to have to living like who we are.
Yes. Oh, yes. And the time is now. We are what you call it rehearsal.
Yes.
Practice. That's true. It's time now. The time is short. The time is really, really short. Mm-hmm. And we really need to start practice who we were as a people. It's things that gets me. And sometimes I still get angry. They knew. Yet they have treated us like, I wouldn't even said like dogs, because when I see how Europeans treat their dogs, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Some dogs over here has got their own bedroom. Oh. They're taken to dentist. This is dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they've treated us less than dogs, yet they knew who we were.
Yes, they did. Yes, they do.
And all it was, they wanted to it's like what they call it, what's the word? Replacement theology.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if they could, they wanted to replace us. Let's treat them this way, because if we do this, then we can insert ourselves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's impossible. That's not possible. That's not possible.
No.
And that is why I am so glad for the lessons that you're doing and that you have done, because I have learned so much, so much.
No,
because some of what I thought, and when I listened to the lessons and go back to the scriptures, I thought, oh, now I know.
Yeah, hallelujah.
There's no insertion. There is no replacement.
No.
No replacement.
No.
Because we were taught that we were taught these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, hold on, let me get this mic open. Area code 832, your mic is open. You're on the air. 832? You just pushed 1-832-665. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Maybe they pushed it by accident. But I agree with you 100%. I think I got 678. They pushed 1. Area code 678. Your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Take it off mute.
Yeah, they're not on mute. I took them off.
I mean, they may be on mute.
Oh, yeah, well, we just keep going. But, yeah, I agree with you. You know, knowing that we have come to understand who we are as a people, the royalty that we have as a people, you know what I'm saying, who our nature, all the whole thing, you know, and they've gone beyond and above the call of duty to make sure that we would never understand how powerful we are.
That's right.
How powerful is that? I mean, it's just something.
And what's his name? That book. Oh goodness. That slave master that was telling the other slave masters how to control the slave. What's his name?
Oh, you're talking about the Willie Lynch papers?
Willie Lynch. Yeah, there was something that Willie Lynn says that always stuck with me. He says these people. He says if there is a phenomenon, these people can remember who they are.
He says if
a great phenomenon happened to these people will remember who they are. And I thought, wow. Yes.
Yeah.
So they knew that there would be a time that it would be a time when we would remember who we are.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. No question.
The Most High didn't put us to sleep forever. Put us to sleep. He knew where we would end up. He knew that we would be worshiping wood and stone. He knew exactly where each and we would be in Christianity, we would be in Islam, we would be in everything that is going, our people are in it. And the Most I know exactly where we would end up. He knew it.
Yeah, and that's why Baruch chapter 2. If you pull up Baruch chapter 2 and verse 30, he says, "For I knew that they would not hear me, because it is a stiff-necked people." He said, "But in the land of their captivity, they shall remember themselves."
Hallelujah. Oh,
he said, "We're going to remember ourselves in the land of our captivity. We will remember ourselves."
Hallelujah. And that is exactly what is happening now. That's exactly what happened.
We are remembering ourselves and who we are and what we're doing. And that's Baruch chapter 2, verse 30. He said, "I knew that they would remember themselves." Yes.
And he said, "You shall know that I am the Most High, their Elohim, for I give them a heart to, and an ear to hear, and they shall praise me in the land of their captivity and think upon my name and return from their stiff neck and from their wicked deeds, for they shall remember the ways of their fathers which stand before me." He said, "And I will bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their fathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Jacob, and they shall be the lords of it, and I will increase them, and they shall not be diminished."
Oh, blessed be the name of the Most High. Hallelujah.
Yes. That's what he said. That's Baruch chapter 2.
Yes.
Starting at verse 30, and he said, "And I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their Elohim, and they shall be my people, and I will no more drive my people of Israel out of the land that I have given them."
Hallelujah.
How?
Wow. Hallelujah. Oh, that is powerful. Wow.
Powerful.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah.
Powerful.
Oh,
well,
hallelujah.
You know what? We're not gonna hold you guys a long time. I wanted to give you an opportunity to say something to the audience, and I'm gonna go up the. Anybody else that wanna push one before we dismiss? I want you all to have a moment to say something. But if you don't have anything to say, I'm gonna start with my sister in the UK, and I want you to just give them some encouraging words. And we're going to go ahead and dismiss the show after we go up the panel.
Hallelujah. I just want to say to my brothers and my sisters, let us, just hang on in there. Let us just keep to the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. Let us take courage. Let us be strong in the Most High. Let us keep praying. Let us keep trusting, because his words will not return unto him void. His promises, they are true to us. Mm-hmm. And listen, he's coming for us. He's coming to get us.
Nah,
so let us take courage. He hasn't forget us. He hasn't forgot us. He's coming for us. May the Most High bless you all and have a wonderful week. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Area code 832. This is Zaire.
I just want to say, everybody be blessed throughout the week and keep seeking the Most High for our salvation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, area code 928. Brother Yerushalayim.
I just want to say peace and love to everybody. Keep praying and stay in there. Regardless of what happened, let's just keep praying as a nation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Donia, last and certainly not least, Brother Donia.
Shalom, shalom. This is Donia. And I just want to let everybody know, if you turn from your wicked ways and pray and seek the Almighty, He will forgive our sins and heal our land. That's my prayer, that we turn back in the lands of our captivity and remember, you understand, our forefathers, you understand, what they went through, you understand, and pray that he forgives us for all our atrocities, you understand. And I love each and every one of you with that undying love that I have for the Almighty. All praises to the high and holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It has been an exciting show. It has been an emotional show. It has been an encouraging show. And I want you all to know that you all have truly blessed me. And I am honored that the Most High has chosen the Yehuda Project and the Nation of Yehuda to be able to share the information. And I'm glad that we're growing together and we're moving toward the deliverance of the Most High. Like she said, he's coming to get us. That's all we can say is he's on his way. And we can feel it because the atmosphere is changing. You know, and we understand that when he comes on the scene, the whole atmosphere changes. And we got to be ready for that change. You know, and I just want you all to continue to be encouraged, continue to pray and fast, and get ready for us to be able to go home. If you have not registered, register on the 2019 Day of Repentance.us. Our website is www.2019dayofrepentance.us. register. Even if you're in another country, register so we know who's going to be there and who's going to go down in prayer with us, because we're going to call on him and ask him to forgive us for our sins so that he can come and get us. And on that note, we will see you guys on Tuesday night. And thank you so much, sis, from the United Kingdom and all of you all that shared all your testimony. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold.
All right, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed the show as I have, as I always do, you know, and I look forward to us coming back together again on Tuesday night. Be encouraged, be joyful, have an expectation, and let's get ready to go home, everybody. Shalom, shalom. Have a wonderful week, and you guys keep us in your prayers. Shalom, everyone. Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.